Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It was quite interesting because there was a lot of back and forth around one of these purple movements. I think they're called purple movements. I don't really know. But when people asked what the money, what the donation is being used for, the answer was, well, if you don't trust us, we'll give you your money back. But I'm not really sure that that is the correct or the most mature approach. Nonprofits, specifically in South Africa, play an essential role. It covers everything: feeding schemes, schools, crisis response organizations, community safety groups, medical support, many, many others. They fill the gaps in South Africa where government has failed. The question is, what, along with all the good that they do, what is their responsibility around transparency? To help us unpack this, we're joined by someone who has been at the forefront of fighting for accountability in South Africa. That's Wayne Duvenage. He is the Chief Executive Officer at the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, better known as Outer. Wayne, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Good morning. Nice to be with you. Yeah, I'm well.
Good. All right. So let's just talk about this. You've spent years dealing with accountability issues in government, as well as the private sector. When you look at the NPO space, how serious would you say the problem around transparency is?
Yeah, I think there is a concern that you know, people need to know where their donations go. I think that's the one concern which you're talking about, which raises its head. The other issues around transparency is, who is donating? And when you go into that space, is it corporates? Are they agendas? Is it international, foreign donors? And individuals? Now, individuals obviously donate for a cause. And they need to believe that that money is being used accordingly. And the more transparent the organization is to explain how they use those funds, then the better that is. But when you get down to corporate donors or foreign donors, you get project-specific donations that go towards these NGOs. And that's where you feel there could be influence. So they've got to be very, very clear. Explaining how they use their funds.
Are there regulations in terms of the NPOs in South Africa?
Well, it's more guided by SARS and SIPC. So you register your organization as a non-profit, first of all, and then if you're a public benefit organization, SARS needs to be sure that you are. Your funds are being utilized for exactly what you say, and they can audit that at any time from a public benefit entity. From a civil society organization, there are no laws to say that you have to subscribe to, let's forget what the department is in the government department, but it's the civil society entities where you have to provide them with your financials and they can have oversight, but that is if you register with them.
Right. So most donors aren't accountants or auditors. What are some practical signs that an NPO is trustworthy?
Well, that they have a board. So the first thing is, do you have an independent board along the lines of what King 4 is saying, or King 5, which is, do you have non-executive directors? Who are they? And that's the start. So if you don't have a board that comprises mainly of non-executive directors, in other words, they're not working for the organization, they have oversight. And that's the first thing. The second thing is that you are properly registered and an organization that is filed its financial statements with its auditors. Are their statements audited? And are they in good standing with the CIPC? And if they are, then those are a few good flags. Those are the green flags. It's when they don't have financial statements filed. CIPC is got financials outstanding. They don't have transparency on their websites as to who their board members are. how they expense their funds, that's when you start to realize that there's concerns.
There's obviously a balance between trust and oversight. How much, you know, if you trust the people in the organization, you trust the organization in terms of what they're doing. How do we balance that?
Yeah, I guess it all comes down to transparency on their websites as to, well, what have they done with their funds? How much have they raised? How have they spent that money? And I think communication is the best thing for trust. When you explain how you've expensed the funds, what your successes are, you know, what you've actually done with the money, that's really what it boils down to. It's nothing more than that, and communication is the most important thing. So
yeah,
have a website,
seem that it is.
Which you, yeah, and you have your annual reports and so forth.
Right, right. And in general, are there areas, are there NPOs, and I don't mean, you know, I don't want you to name names, but in I mean, unless you really want to, but in where in certain sectors that are known to be better or worse than in other sectors with regard to NPOs?
Sure, I wouldn't know. I mean, it's such a, as you started out saying, it's a very wide,
very
and,
wide.
And varied, yeah, there are thousands and thousands of entities. Some of them one-man shows doing good work, you know, feeding schemes, assisting here and there, and others are large organizations that that have business elements to them, which obviously you've got to be very careful that you don't mix business or profit with non-profit. Some NGOs have to set up profit centers or profit businesses so that they can fund themselves because they don't have enough donors. So there are many. There are many ways to skin the funding cat when it comes to the work that NGOs do. And as you say, it's only done because there's a void in government's work to do this work, looking after the elderly, looking after people with needing education assistance, food. The list is so long, and right down to organizations like ourselves who are just trying to fight a corrupt government. So it's so varied, and there's so many out there. I wouldn't know what sector, but you have to be careful. I think before you donate, go online, see what the website is, do a few checks. Are they authentic? I guess how are they communicating? Are they giving monthly updates, newsletters, and so forth, and explaining what they do? That's the most important thing.
That is where we leave it. Wayne Duvenage, CEO of Outer, thank you as always. Thank you for shedding a light on this critical issue. And I'd love to hear from you. 061-895-1019. How seriously do you take transparency when it comes to donating to NPOs?